I think we're streaming. I think we're live. Welcome, everybody, to another exciting Hollywood version of Security Guy Radio. Today, we have a very special guest in studio, all the way from San Jose.
Yep. San Jose.
Louis Thompson and Maura Sandberg. Welcome, you guys, from irisplatform.io.
Yep.
Now, who wants to tell us what that is? Which one?
We'll let Louis do it.
Louis, okay.
I'll jump
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
All right, Louis, go ahead. Give us a rundown on what irisplatform.io. Now, don't say .com, it's .io.
Yeah, absolutely. So irisplatform.io is a mobile streaming platform specifically for security professionals. It gives you the ability to use durable, rugged devices, Android, iOS devices out on patrol, stream back to your home base on a dashboard. So it's a great way to get guards out in the field doing their reports via live video.
Now, Maura, a good way to say it, I like to say, it's a live streaming DAR, daily activity report for guards. Is that a good way to say it?
Absolutely. I think it goes almost a little bit beyond that when supervisors in the field want to, one, track their guards and know exactly where they are. A security guard can open up the application, show their location, and also the supervisor can actually geolocate that guard.
Oh, that's
from
cool.
From the dashboard.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to track them, a great way to help them through scenarios and situations they might come across.
All right, so we have a live streaming video daily activity report.
Exactly.
That's a good way to describe it?
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it.
And your company's been around a long time.
Sure.
And you've been in the media space before that, right? Where cameras, your phones were working as kind of like remote cameras for news companies and stuff.
Sure.
So you got a lot of, and by the way, I've tried this platform, you guys. It's really, really good. Looks like our stream stopped there for some reason. We're frozen. Oh, well.
It's the Starbucks.
Well, we still got our stream going out, but I don't know. For some reason, it seemed to frozen up. But there we go. Now we're back. It's really good video. Mm-hmm. Right. And sorry, live stream. I hate to say it. It's really good video. Right. So it's better than my little live stream phone when I try to log in.
Sure.
So your company kind of invented that technology in a way in Europe.
Correct. Yeah. Right? So the company actually started in 2007. And what it originally started out as, a good way to say it, is kind of like a YouTube for live streamers.
Right.
So for folks to be able to live stream through a business to consumer app. And stream to that URL. And then in 2010, we started streaming to Facebook. So that's kind of shows that we were kind of like the forefront of that space.
Oh,
so,
were you first to Facebook? You might have been, or one of the first.
Yeah, we were the first company to Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah. So 2010.
Yeah.
And then the company launched Iris in November of 2016. And since then, we've been working business to business, and specifically in security and field service.
I love the interface. It's very simple. We'll take a look at that in a second. Now, you called me out of the cold, I don't know, a month ago?
I did, yeah.
You saw my, what you described as my very, what was it? What was the word you used? An interesting photo on LinkedIn?
It's a super interesting photo.
Super interesting photo of me in my uniform with my nightstick saying, hey, what are you doing? And you just called me on a cold call and said, hey, we got this product. What do you think? We talked for at least an hour.
We did, yeah.
Because I was fascinated by it. Here's why. I'm not crazy about the guard business. Because I've been running it a long time, and it has its issues, right? But I'm also very sympathetic to it. And I think what's going to happen, and mark my words, you guys, if you don't pay attention, this is what's going to happen to the guard business, is that it's going to go away. We really don't need physical guards, because I have cameras that are intelligent now that can decide what to do, right? I have robots that are coming up. So they need something in the industry to distinguish themselves and merge with the Internet of Things. And I'm telling you, this is the thing to do it, all right? Irisplatform.io is the thing to do it. And the reason is the sloppy DARs, you know, you can't spell and you don't fill them out. You got to save 5,000 pieces of paper and stuff. Now we have a digital log that works. And I think that was the thing that really interested me in this product. And I have not seen something like this. There are similar products that do a whole bunch of things. But why don't you walk me through kind of how it works in your guard and your supervisor, and describe for us how that's gonna play out.
Sure. So the way it works, typically a supervisor, a director, or somebody back at command center is gonna have access to our dashboard, which we'll take a look at. That dashboard is gonna be filled with videos, incoming streams from however many guards have our application downloaded onto their durable device that they check out at the beginning of their shift. So effectively what you have is you have Iris being used on those durables as people are out patrolling. They're streaming live into the dashboard back to their directors and such. And it could be anything as simple as a check-in. So, you know, if your director wants to check in with you, make sure you're not sleeping, which there's been plenty of studies of surveys and never. Nobody ever sleeps. But you know, that's a big money waster.
Yeah.
It's a time waster. So this is giving a supervisor instead of just a quick check in of their radio on their lapel or things like that. They're able to check in via live video, actually see the guard, maybe find out, hey, show me where you're at? How are things going? As well as if a guard comes across things like a broken window, a damaged fire extinguisher. I've talked to guards in Las Vegas. If they come across some, you know, people fighting and they're trying to observe, report, and get this situation tame, then they can actually pull out that device, live stream it back to their command center, and if they need help from a company, professional or somebody that's been through that before, they can talk to them via live video.
Now, if you're listening to on the podcast, we're looking at the dashboard right now, right?
That's the dashboard? Sure, yeah, that's the dashboard. Mm-hmm.
So go to YouTube and live stream to watch this on the video, but for my podcast people. But it's a very simple interface. It just shows you basically your cameras in the field. That's a good way to describe it, right? And then you would click on one of those cameras to connect to your post.
Exactly, yeah. So if you take a look in the top left corner, there's a little red dot on that video. So that means that somebody's currently streaming live.
Okay.
So if your guard is streaming back to your command center live, that's going to pop up. You can pull up that video. And like Amara said, you can actually zoom in down to street level of where that guard is at currently.
Because it has GPS.
Exactly. So a lot of companies now are using, if they're still using proxy pens or if they're using NFC check-ins, things like that, this gives them another more robust way to check in with folks down to street level. And then obviously, like I said, you can check in via video as well.
Go ahead, Amara.
Yeah, one other thing here is you're not only going to just see the videos that are live. Yes, you can see that. But there's also, we have something called video on demand. So every video that was taken before is going to be in there. So if there was an incident and you need to go back to it, or if you're a large security company and you want to share that video with your client, or God forbid you have to go to court, you have all those videos on demand. You'll know who took the video, the day, the time, the location, everything you possibly need on that video, and you can go back to them whenever you want.
Now, how are they saved? Do you have to save it with the titles? Is it searched by keywords, date, time, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so when the guard's in the field and they record video and they open up the app, they can give the app, that video a title.
Okay.
So you can kind of tag the video. Now, back at the command center, when you're looking at the videos on the dashboard, you can rename them, give them different titles, tags.
Oh, yeah. Date, time, client, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think putting it on the guards at first, especially if you're going to have hundreds or even thousands of videos come in, training the guards to properly title the videos how you'd want is the best case scenario. But at the end, it's up to the manager or supervisor to properly name videos.
I just switched to a graphic here of a phone. And again, go to YouTube, go to live stream, watch the videos if you're on a podcast. But we're looking at a phone. This will represent what your phone would look like if you were a supervisor and somebody was a guard on that side streaming something to me. This happens to be a construction site, but very simple interface. You got your record button on the right. And what else am I looking at?
Yeah, so you can actually – so if a guard's out in the field, they can record live back to the command center. They can take still shots. They can communicate via text and chat with folks back at the command center. Very, very simple interface, though. You can download the video at that time into MP4 format. And it's going to be saved to the durable as well.
And here's another one. This is a kind of a wider screen, I suppose. We can see a little close-up where we see the record button, home, that kind of thing. And this would represent what anybody on the network would see, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Supervisor or guard. Doesn't matter. It's the same kind of view.
So whoever has the app downloaded on the phone, the rugged device, I think that we've had so many conversations in the industry, and it seems like rugged devices are kind of the way to go with a lot of these security companies. Some still have their guards use their own personal cell phones.
Right.
So being able to download that app from any cell phone is key here. So
now let's talk about bring your own device. This is a big thing. So it presents a problem for the network because I don't know what your device that you brought to work has on it, how it's working, how it might have a virus or something. Mm-hmm. But it's cheaper for me as the employer to pay you a stipend every month to use that phone instead of buying you a $300, back in the day, BlackBerry, showing my age, that you break literally in a week. Or guess what? I lost it, right? Any recommendations for that? Do you have, antivirus software on the platform itself? Is it protected that way that's not going to affect the guard company's network? Because I think that's a big concern to them.
Yeah, so I think the thing to take away here is that all of the data and all of the streaming is all done on our servers.
Oh, good. Okay.
So you don't have to worry about infrastructure. You don't have to worry about storage, anything like that.
Right.
It's all done on our side. And we have all different types of security protocols that we go through.
Right.
We're ISO certified with our servers and our database. So it's nothing that would actually attack our customers' servers.
So it doesn't sit on a guard company's network?
No.
Now, if I was the big box guard company and I wanted it to, could I do that?
Yes, I think that so.
I don't see an advantage to it, but maybe they'd want to.
So not with our. So we have two products with Iris.
Okay.
We have something called Iris Flow and Iris Dev. So if you were to go to irisplatform.io, there's two products listed there. Iris Flow is the out of the box solution where you would have your security guards download the application to the phone, the rugged device,
right,
whatever that may be. And then the actual platform, the content dashboard where your supervisors would have access. That is something that we roll out in a day. It's really simple to do.
Well, I know I did sign up with you guys and boom, it was up and running in a few minutes.
Absolutely. Yep. But we do have a second product called Iris Dev. And so what this is a toolkit of SDKs where if you have your own app, so we've coming across a lot of security companies who've already built out their own application with different features that they need for their security guards in the field. And the one thing that's always missing from these applications is live video.
Oh,
so
really?
Using
that's
interesting. So using our technology through Iris Dev, they can actually implement the technology directly to their own app. Mm-hmm. So not having to have two apps or having your guards use too many different tools, it all can be integrated into one solid solution.
Sure.
Economic? Am I talking licenses per person, per phone, per employee? I don't know. How's it work?
It's done by viewing hours.
Oh, viewing hours. Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. So for Flow, the application that would be downloaded is done per seat. So how many guards would be using it in the field? On the flip side, which is the dev portion, it actually would be done on streaming hours and processing hours of
now,
video.
Let's talk about the cost-benefit analysis and risk analysis and all that kind of stuff. So here's what it used to cost me when I had 300 guards that had to fill out a DAR, daily activity report, every day, which, by the way, never, ever happened. Just so you know, 3,000 employees, 20-something years in the business, never happened. Always somebody didn't fill it out, couldn't spell something, forgot what to write, completely inaccurate.
Yeah.
That costs money because it cost me time to manage it. It cost me time to file it. It cost me time to copy it. It cost me printing costs, a lot of printing costs to print up those DARs. If it's not directly with the Xerox company, it's with my secretary or something like that, right? So I see a huge cost savings just on that. It sounds like it isn't, but you have a big company and tens of thousands of DARs you save every year. I think that's a big part of it.
I think that is a big part, but I think also beyond just that, the DAR portion of it, it's having less people in the field, right? So security companies today are saying, how do we get robots to do security checks? We just talked about that in the beginning, right? How do we have robots there? And I think that could be a solution, but what actually deters somebody from doing something or breaking into something is that human presence.
I think so,
Which I think that's almost impossible to replace, right? We're always trying to replace things with the robots. But for security, the one way you can reduce costs is have less people in the field, right? So in a typical security scenario, if you have a guard, patrolling different properties and you have to have a manager meet them there to walk them through a scenario or to make sure they're working, we can actually remove that manager from the field, sit back at the office, have less people in the field. That's going to save you gas.
Yeah, that's true.
Gas on the vehicle. I think that, there's a lot of risk with having people in the field. Just driving around, insurance cost, And there's so many different variables that can happen once you're in the field. So taking some bodies off the field is actually a really good idea.
Yeah. Now, a guard company may argue that you need the human touch, you need the supervisor to show up and say hi to the people. I agree, but maybe we don't have to do it every single shift. And by the way, you can't do it every shift.
Right.
All right. So a typical guard company, and for you people to think I talk too much on here, that's okay, because it's my show. I'm trying to teach you something, right? I get these notes all the time. You talk too much. Okay. But this is an important concept. So I had about 65 clients, right. 65 posts. And one day I decided, by gosh, I'm going to go see all those clients one day. And I started at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't finish till 11 o'clock at night. I hit every post. Mm-hmm. And I drove 200 or 300 miles. It was crazy.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Not practical.
No.
But if I could touch at least once a day with the guards on the phone or a few minutes, hey, what's going on? Hey,
sure.
You know, Lewis, hey, yes. Maura, what's happening? And I think that's a huge benefit. And then I do show up. I can still go out in the field. Mm-hmm. I can still show up and schedule that better for a more quality time visit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe where I see the guard once a week, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think one thing to touch on too that has
been a little closer for me.
Yeah. I think one thing to touch on too that's been across the board as well that we've heard from several large outfits is cost of training as well. So quality training takes a lot of time. Training guards up, you know, retention, things like that. So being able to actually use real time events as well,
right,
to train guards is another huge thing. So a lot of companies want that. They don't want to have pre-scripted videos that folks have to come in. You know, watch, you know, there's a million scenarios that can happen out in the field.
Oh, so you're saying I'm a supervisor. I go to Security Guy TV studio and I train people how not to trip over all these cords and cameras I have.
Yeah.
And I go live and I show that video of everybody. Right. And then while I'm doing that, what you're saying is that can be streamed to everybody on my dashboard and everybody on my network.
Sure.
That's fabulous. And they're on duty and they can just turn the camera on and say, oh, yeah, I've seen that post.
I mean, I think something else that Lewis kind of was alluding to as well, besides that, is there are so many different things that can happen in the field.
Yeah.
Right. And when you're training a brand new security guard, teach them every scenario and what to do, it's almost impossible. But as things happen in the field and they're being recorded, being able to share those videos across the team, right? Downloading the video, sharing across email or making it part of your training package of this can actually happen in the field. This is a real video from one of our guards, and this is what they did. I think that's a really big benefit as well.
I had a case at a post in downtown LA. Excuse me. And we had BlackBerries. I just put BlackBerries in. This is like in, geez, I don't know, 99, 2000, something.
Ahead of the time.
Way ahead. Too far almost, right? And what happened was a guy on the fifth floor of this motel / flop house, whatever you want to call it. He pulls a knife on some girlfriend, gets in an incident, the guard sees him, and my guard goes in foot pursuit. Although I trained them 5,000 times, don't go in foot pursuit. They're in foot pursuit. However, they had the presence of mind to start using the BlackBerry and start sending out texts. So the guard that was following the lady with the knife starts texting in pursuit. We're here, taking pictures, doing all that kind of thing. Okay. And I was, you know, 2 or 3 minutes behind the incident. Mm-hmm. And able to do some evaluations and tell people to stand down, don't chase or do things like that. If it only been live video, my gosh, what we could have done.
Right.
I mean, just take a picture of her, stand there in an area of advantage, of protection, and just take a picture of her being a fool, and we got the evidence right there.
Right.
It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
It's a no-brainer, you guard companies. You got to think about this. What's the reluctance? I don't know who would address this issue, Maura or you, but what's the pushback or resistance you get when you go to pitch this to somebody? There's always pushback, but my take is, you know, guard companies are 5 years behind technology. What do you get?
Yeah, I would say the biggest reluctance that I've seen from folks is more just an old school way of doing things.
Okay, they want to stay that way.
Yeah, and it seems like it's a, you know, security is a sector that, you know, folks have their way of doing things. They've done it for a long time.
Right.
They, you know, written notes, things like that. They tend to see that as the, you know, the industry standard. But we're getting to a point, I think, that you have to keep up with the times. Not only is it going to give you better reports, it's going to give you more accurate reports. It's going to give you a way to put together a portfolio for your client that is visual as well as, written if you'd like it to be. But I think another important factor, and this is from actual boots on the ground. I talk to folks that are actually security guards. It's like when you're a kid, it's time to go school shopping. You want the newest and the greatest thing. And when you have it, you're going to use it.
Right.
You're going to be happier at school. So these guards, when you talk about using something like mobile live video at work, it's important to them. And ultimately, I think you're going to get happier guards. They're going to stick around. They know that you're investing in them in the proper things.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right. Mrs. Moore, your camera died. So we won't be able to have a close-up, but
it's okay.
We'll be all right.
I broke the camera. Surprise.
Is it economic for a medium-sized guard company? When I say medium, 200 or 300 guards, 100 guards, is that economic?
Absolutely. I was just having this conversation with Lewis last week.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, how small is too small? I think if you have at least 10 guards, you can absolutely use it. And our model does scale, not just for obviously the larger enterprise security companies. We can do it with a smaller group of people as well. I mean, some companies that use our technology today might only have 2 or 3 people actually using the platform, but it's extremely effective. So I don't think that there's any company too small. But I think in general, we are seeing medium to large size companies wanting to engage, not just in like your standard security, but we're finding it across corporate security as well.
And how much storage do you guys dedicate to that? So, you know, I'm going 2 or 3 years with 4 or 5 cameras. That's a lot of storage.
Right.
Any limit?
There are going to be limits compared to how many seats you have. So obviously, if you have 1,000 guards, your storage will scale for that many guards.
Right.
If you have 10 guards, it's going to scale that way as well.
What's the recommended standard now for, is it, I mean, I used to like to save things a year if I could. This is back in the day when we had 4 cameras that were digitized, and it cost $25,000 to put 4 digital cameras in. It was crazy.
Sure,
and
sure.
Storage, we didn't even have a gigabyte, right?
Right.
And now storage is fairly cheap. But I mean, just give me a rough idea. Do you say we store things for 3 months and it rewrites, or can I buy more storage, or how does that work?
You can buy more storage at any point. So that's not a big issue. Especially with Iris Flow, we give our customers enough storage that that's not going to be a factor that is going to be a really big deal. And scaling that, getting more storage is not a – it's not a difficult thing. We don't want that to be a speed bump to using our technology.
Can the videos be downloaded?
Yes.
Oh, good. So I just have my client download their own videos and say, keep them on your server in their ears, I guess.
Absolutely.
Correct. Yeah, it's in MP4.
Oh, cool. All right. That's good.
And I think maybe after a few months, and we're starting to see these behaviors across security. Our platform is fairly new. We repackaged it from consumers to B2B. We're seeing after several months, if it was just a security guard checking in at a property, deleting that video is not a big deal. But if it was an incident, might be something they want to keep up. And again, might be something they want to download for their own records, share it with a client, whatever they may do with that from there.
Now, Lewis, talk to me about special events, because I could see this being used. I did the Academy Awards for 5 years. I would have loved to have this.
Yeah. Sure.
Where instead of walking around all these posts, 100 posts, and check, 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 I can have people just go, yeah, we're good, we're good, we're good. And by the way, there's a stalker. Let me take a picture of him. We had some actual stalkers there, right?
Sure, sure.
Talk to how fast we could get a special event up and running. And could I use it? I don't know. Could I buy it for this month and then unbuy it or something? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like a rollout temporary?
Sure. Yeah, that's definitely possible. And what we're seeing too is for special events like that. So for companies that, you know, they're having their annual get together for, you know, a security gathering like we were at in Vegas, access control is a huge thing. And so Amra was talking about our Iris Flow app. It's a turnkey application. You can roll it out to literally as many people as you need to.
Okay.
Almost instantaneously, and you can use it when needed. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I just downloaded the app and clicked and wrote in my address, and boom, I was up and running like that. Yeah, very simple.
Absolutely.
And I think there's something to be said about that. I think, you know, when you're talking about technology and you're talking about software, you can really overdo it. A lot of companies try to go too fancy with things.
Right.
It bogs it down. It's difficult to use. If you're rolling this thing out to, you know, 500, 1,000, 1,500 guards, and it's super complicated to use, that's just going to be, we were talking about cost analysis and cost savings. This is not something that you have to sit and train somebody on for hours. It's very intuitive.
Now, is that why the video was so smooth? I mean, I'm not, you know, you don't pay to come on here. Nobody pays to come on here. There's no commercials involved, right?
Sure.
It was just super smooth. And I've had connection problems with Livestream and with Facebook and some other things, but I had zero connection problems with you guys. You have some proprietary streaming technology or something, or what?
Yeah, it's just, so we use low latency video. So
is that different than other Because my little security guy head hurts when you say technical words.
Yeah. So effectively what that's doing is the technology itself is intelligently slowing down frame rate.
Okay.
As network
as availability
changes. Yeah.
The stream. Okay.
Which is good in this field because you never know where somebody's going to be at in security.
And
they might be in an abandoned building.
It didn't seem to affect the quality, even though it slowed down. It seemed very clear.
Sure.
And if let's say for instance you're in an area where there's no cell phone connection, there's no Wi-Fi, and you are absolutely in a dead zone, and you're still recording those videos, the videos are saved on that device, and they can be uploaded later. With perfect HD quality.
That's a huge important issue.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you'll never miss out. If you started to stream it and then all of a sudden your connection's gone.
Right.
Yeah. You didn't pay your phone bill.
Well, I mean, up to what, 32 gigs? I mean, eventually your phone might fill up.
Yes.
But what's an average guard tour look like? Is it every hour, 3 or 4 minutes of video? I mean, what's a DAR look like in video?
You know what? I think we were just having this conversation with a pretty large security company, and I said, you know, how does this look for you? And how do you roll this out to your security guards? You know, our clients are the experts. And they said it's really on a client-by-client basis.
Mm. Okay.
So depending on the client, depending on the property, it could really vary. Do we just want a picture when we get there? Do we want a full walkthrough of the property? Again, it can vary. You know, are we talking?
Well, that makes sense, yeah. I know at one hotel I had to do hourly fire extinguisher checks.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
And we took a picture on a BlackBerry every hour and went, the fire extinguisher is still there. Because people would steal them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it was part of the decree from the fire department to maintain a fire watch and that kind of thing. So that would have used up, you know, different sort of video. But, I mean, you're not going to walk around with your live body cam all the time. Although, let's talk about body cams.
Sure.
This isn't a body cam, but are you guys thinking that way down the future for a body cam for guards? Yeah. It's a little different technology, right?
I think it's on the horizon and some of the stuff that's happening in the field as well that's super interesting are companies are figuring out ways to not necessarily use body cams themselves because they're expensive.
Right.
A lot of these companies already have durables out in the field. Guards are comfortable with them. They know how to use them. So they're finding ways to actually use stuff that guards actually wear. Okay. Where they can use the
wearables?
Durable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a wearable.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Put the phone into your pocket.
Right.
And then there's some different technologies out there.
Exactly.
I want to say that we can pretty much integrate with a lot of tools. So body cams have been a question to come up. And on that side, we would have our technical team jump in with them, talk about an integration.
Yeah.
How do we get these videos into the IRIS platform, which is very possible. We have companies asking us about still cameras that are on properties.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
How do we get those video feeds into the IRIS platform?
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
Which is 100% possible as well.
Right. A traditional single lens reflex has video capability and may be able to pull that in.
Sure.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, can you pull in the existing video system somehow to that platform? In theory, I guess.
In theory, yes.
Yeah.
So it really depends on that platform, what you're using. But yeah, there's a lot of different inputs we can.
So my little brain's turned on here. So I could take the cameras here at the studio.
Sure.
I could create an address on the IRIS platform for those cameras. I could RTMP, I think is the terminology they use to connect things like that. And with permissions from the studio, I could put those cameras on the IRIS platform. And part of my patrol would be, as a supervisor, hey, Amora, what's going on? Hey, Lewis, what's going on in your post? And click, click, click. Here's the lobby camera. Here's stage 5. I could scan, in theory, on my phone, the studio that way.
In theory, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
In theory. Yeah. That's a little disclaimer they were saying.
Yet.
Yeah. but it's all about addresses.
It is.
And all cameras are on the web now. They're just a computer on the web.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. That's really
powerful. It's all about consolidation as well. Everyone wants to look for something in one place.
Right.
Just like if security companies are already using applications, how do we get IRIS into this? Because it has some of these other features. We don't have live video. Again, integrating that, integrating the platform with cameras. I mean, that's all very possible.
I think I've seen, I do so many shows and I've interviewed so many people. I don't think I've seen this. I'm positive I have not seen this. I've seen phone applications where I'm taking a picture, I'm writing a log, I'm saving this, there's a database and stuff, but live video, no.
Yeah.
I think you guys are the only ones that have it, is that right?
Absolutely.
Did you hear that?
She said absolutely.
Yeah, the only ones we've come across.
Security Guy Radio exclusive.
Exactly.
specifically for this, I mean, I think that probably one of the biggest questions we get asked on phone calls that we have every single day across various industries is, why don't we just use Skype, FaceTime?
That's a great question. Why don't you?
And those types of questions come up.
All right.
Right? Where FaceTime, you have to have people with the same cell phone. So if it's going to be an iPhone, the other person has to be an iPhone.
Oh, that's
right. Compatible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For that FaceTime. The video is not recorded at that point. So yes, you had a conversation with your manager.
Oh, that's right.
It's not recorded.
Right.
So you still have to write out your reports, right? You're losing those types of things. There's no geolocation in that. So again, not knowing where the guard is. They can be at home, you know, in their bedroom, saying that they're somewhere on FaceTime, but they're not actually where they should be.
Yeah. Should I ask that questions? Those are good questions.
So those are some of the questions we get.
Yeah.
There's live video out there. Yeah. Why should we use yours? Besides the low latency and all the other things that we offer, it really is the recording aspect of it. And
we only briefly touched on the geotagging, but let's get into that because when you pulled up that dashboard, you said the camera that's lit up is the guy that's live. Mm-hmm. And by the way, all those could be lit up, right?
Yeah.
In theory, right? Mm-hmm. They could all be streaming doing something.
You can have 1,000 videos in at one time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the geotagging, that camera is going to say for evidence, for your client, for whatever you want to say, that camera was there in that location, mm-hmm. you know, down to 10 feet, whatever accuracy it is,
absolutely.
Right? Any pushback on people from that, guards? I mean, cops did not like this when it first came out, when you could look at your police car and say, wait a minute, you mean you're not on Washington Boulevard? It's your girlfriend's house? No, we don't want that geo thing on there, right?
Sure.
Guards won't like it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking guards, maybe some of them don't like it. But when you're talking to these executives at these security companies, directors, folks that are in charge of these teams, they absolutely love it.
It's a huge safety issue. I mean, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guard write me an email on YouTube. He saw an old video about a bulletproof vest that a guy makes, bullet safe.
Okay.
$299, mm-hmm. not $700. And the same material. He just does it a different way.
Okay.
And he said, geez, thanks for thinking about guard safety. He appreciated that.
Yeah.
And I see this as a guard safety issue. I see this application as a complete guard safety application. Because I know where you are, I'm having a picture of you, I can see what's going on, and I think that's something the guards should take away and not feel like they're being watched. They're being interacted with.
Yeah, exactly.
And nobody interacts with guards.
Sure.
Supervisors come by and criticize them,
yes.
say, why aren't you doing something, instead of, hi, what are you doing that's positive, you know?
Yeah.
I can see this being very positive.
It's a positive thing, and I mean, you still hear the stories about guards, some of these guards that really don't want to work get super creative.
Right. Yeah. That's
whether
a good
it be
way
like
to say
prying things off and like being able to scan wherever they're at.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, the little
and
guard
still showing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So guards get creative and they find ways to go have fun and still do their check-ins. So this is just a more accurate and robust way to do that.
So I'll tell you a funny story. And again, for people that don't like me talking, go get your own radio show. Okay. So I'm at Fox and we used to have these old, I wish I remember the name of it, but it was the old key system. It's a guard tour system.
Oh,
you
right.
carried a big round wheel,
which is
in essence
a
clock on your shoulder, and you went to a post that had a key on the wall. You took that key and you turned it, and that key was kind of a marker for that location, right? So we had a guard that went around and took every key off every wall, went into a room, put his bed down, and every night on graveyard he slept. And every hour he set his watch to go off, he just took the key and went click. And turned it and went click. It took us months to figure that out.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But look at that creative energy.
Exactly.
The guy should be a supervisor or something. I mean, he knows what he's talking. He's smart, right?
Sure.
Yeah, but he did all that energy to get out of doing his job. And I kind of see this thing as really a way to do your job easier, better. I don't, you know, I hate filling out forms. Who does, right?
Me too.
I'm just going, hey, I'm live. I'm watching this. Here's what's going on. I think people are more articulate when they're able to speak and feel themselves instead of writing some way that they're not. Comfortable writing, you know.
And I think it's perspective as well. So when you're writing reports, you're giving an account of what you saw, which can be a completely different perspective of what's actually happening.
Right.
I've seen these done on TV all the time. A scenario happens. They ask people afterwards what actually happened, and there's 10 different stories.
It's never close.
Never close. But a video will not lie.
Yeah, that's true.
So having those, and then I think the security guard feels at ease with it, because this is what actually happened. I recorded it. I was here, and I don't have to write it out. I don't have to recall or remember things. It's all this happening. It does make their job easier.
You're in essence just testifying that you recorded it. That's it.
Yep.
Exactly.
And you're out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is very, very good. What's on the horizon for you guys? Anything kind of in the development that you're thinking about? Or
I know, like, what can we share?
Oh, well, don't. If okay, it's top secret,
I think,
don't.
I think there's something that we can share. Because sure. Yeah. So the great thing with Iris is we're always bringing out new features mm-hmm. based on feedback from our customers,
right.
based on guards themselves, you know, trying to implement that into the product so we have a really solid solution. One thing that we've kind of come across is a mobile-to-mobile, which is technically in beta right now, which is should be rolled out. Fairly.
All right, I'm lost on that one.
Okay, so
isn't this mobile to mobile now?
So right now no. It's guard has the mobile phone.
Right.
They're recording, and then headquarters sees the videos on a content dashboard.
But oh,
what if
yes.
you have a supervisor who's also in the field? He doesn't have his laptop out. What okay. does he see? So being able to have that mobile to mobile interaction, but still have it recorded, and have all the benefits.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
essentially what you would see with FaceTime.
Right.
But yeah. you still get the benefits of having it recorded, having it tracked, oh. all of that. So if a supervisor doesn't happen to be at his desk, he'll still be right. able to track people on his cell phone.
So the guard, yeah, so the guard effectively is pulling, you know, if they need to pull in a supervisor or somebody like that, they can do so within the video via push notification.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
So I can almost hit a button and request a supervisor to contact me personally.
Absolutely. Exactly.
And have a personal conversation.
Yes.
Now, I'm assuming those conversations are still, you know, they're not private. It's all being recorded. It's all part of your work product and that kind of thing.
Yeah, correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's evidence. And it's best to just be honest about it.
You're still getting all the benefits of Iris. We're just making it even easier for people who say, oh, well, a supervisor in the field, we have to FaceTime because we don't have this mobile to mobile. Yeah,
and
that's
kind of at the heart of this company too, has always been to maintain transparency and have that raw footage undoctored. So
now how's it going in Europe rolling this out? Because Europe takes security more seriously than we do. I know that sounds crazy, but they really do.
I would say that our European counterparts have a lot of conversations going. I think if you look at our company, most of our clients are based in Europe. We are a Swedish-based company.
All right. And in all fairness, you started there and...
We just started our U.S. office
just
a couple months ago.
That's right. Sure. Just rolling out, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you will see that in Europe, we're used widely across different media companies. So news reporters being out in the field, capturing a moment and streaming that back to their newsroom, essentially.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So those videos can go, you know, live on TV to social networks. And that's essentially how we thought this is going to be our biggest vertical, because it is very large for us in Europe.
Yeah.
And we're finding that same traction in the US. But now that we've kind of rolled out this new platform, it's who else can we talk to? And security just makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
I think it's our favorite vertical.
I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lewis is all over that one.
Yeah,
so
I love it.
I think in Europe, they have some very serious conversations going very high up. And it's not just with security companies in general. I mean, we're talking, you know, government agencies and kind of moving towards that, which is really interesting.
Now, what about privacy issues? Every state in the United States has, you know, similar.
Sure.
But some have different rules about privacy. And certainly worldwide. In Germany, you can't save anything about anybody more than 30 days. It's a big deal, right? And you could say this is personal information because I'm taking a personal picture of you as a guard, right? Mm. Has that come up yet? Have you started to look at that kind of thing? You know, state-by-state applications and compliance issues, things like that.
It hasn't come up a lot, to be honest, in conversation, only because the fact that it's so intuitive means that companies can change, you know, how long they're saving videos, things like that, on a state-by-state basis.
And I think we also get into the argument of, well, there are your fixed cameras on these properties. It's essentially adding another camera.
But that's true.
I mean, this has come up in conversation, and I think every company, you have to follow the law yourself and be compliant.
Yeah.
We'll help you as much as we can get there, but what your rules and policies are internally, you can actually...
Well, I was only asking because in theory, if it's on your server and you're saving it, then someplace like Germany would say, wait a minute, you know...
Sure,
the gates.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm sure those conversations have come up.
Yeah.
And that's part of, like, obviously the review process we go through with our clients is being very transparent of where our servers are, how your data is stored,
right,
and what you have access to in terms of deleting and moving forward.
Exactly.
How would you handle going to court? Would you be the custodian of record, technically, for the video? And if somebody got subpoenaed, you'd say, okay, here's the disc. I'm verifying that we collected that video, we stored that video, we saved that video, and here's a copy of it recorded. How might that be handled? Because that's going to come up in these cases.
Sure, sure.
I'm sure. Ask our legal department.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I have an answer for that one.
Oh, that's fine. That's an honest pass.
You don't want to be inaccurate. But yeah, I mean, most of the stuff that's going to be put together in a legal portfolio is going to be that downloaded MP4 that the company actually owns. So
The end user owns. Oh, yeah. So if I hire you guys and I use the system, I own the video.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. And then you have it as a backup. So if I download it, I have it and I can display it too.
Yep.
Okay.
But I'm sure in some scenarios where they want to know where these videos are stored, I'm sure that is absolutely a scenario that would have to be thought through.
Yep. Right.
Absolutely.
Any good stories? Any war stories or positive feedback from guards or things like that?
Well, I mean, I've had some really interesting conversations with guards in Vegas, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Just for full disclosure, Lewis is out helping me at Infuse 2017. And we spoke to some guards in that hotel and they were very positive about this.
They were, absolutely.
Yeah.
I said, I think it all comes back to that kind of your guards knowing that you're investing in them. Like you said, most of the time people aren't interacting with guards. I think they're an afterthought a lot of the time.
It's true.
And they're out there working hard. And these folks need to know that their companies are investing in them and they're bringing that new innovative technology into their hands so that they can do their job effectively and to their best of their ability.
I would be interested to see churn in security has to be fairly high for guards.
Turnover?
Yes.
Well, a big company, if my statistics are correct, could be as high as 300% a year. Believe
it or not. Wow.
And they just go to the next big company three times a year. They rotate.
Yep. Right.
That's crazy.
So training new guards
very expensive.
Keeping guards and all of that kind of goes into what tools do they have access to?
Sure.
Right.
How do they feel about the job? Is it something that is just crazy where you have to fill out 10 pages of reports and I'd rather go to the other guy because it's easier.
I'll tell you what else is expensive people don't understand. You have to collect those.
Right.
Those DARs just don't turn into a paper airplane and land on your desk, all right? You got to go out and pick them up every week. Yeah. And in a small guard company where I had 65 clients, I got to tell you, that's a lot of freaking paper.
Oh, yeah.
It's 65 times three shifts times a day. It's crazy.
Crazy.
So now it's all digitized. It's done. My DAR is finished. It's great.
Yep.
Mr. Lewis, I'm going to let you take it out here. We're going to zoom in on you so we can see your website. And that is irisplatform.io.
Absolutely.
All right. Yep. And tell us about how we can get a hold of you and what we can see on the site and all that stuff.
Sure. So go ahead and take a look at the site, irisplatform.io. What you're going to find on there is you can take a look more in depth at both the Flow and Dev product that Amara was talking about. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and get a hold of me, lewis@bambuser.com. So BAMBUSER.com. I'll even let you guys know you can give me a call. My number, 408-834-9759.
Excellent. This has been a really interesting show. I'm really happy you guys came on. And I will be using your platform for Security Guy TV and trying to create some stations so people in the field can kind of log into our TV station here and give us reports and things.
We're excited
into a little
about
mini
it.
News
Very
program.
Exciting.
Yeah, very excited. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on Security Guy. You guys tune in
thanks
next week.
You.
And for the podcasters, make sure you go to Livestream, our new live platform, which is livestream.com. Is it /or /?
/.
Oh, see, I keep saying /. Maybe that's why nobody's watching. /. Security Guy TV. And catch up on the latest videos and follow us on YouTube as well, as far as 9 social media platforms as well, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, iTunes, iHeart, and all those sort of places too.
Great.
So good night, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to Security Guy TV.
Bye.